The Soldier Spies by W.E.B. Griffin. This book is read by Scott Brick. The Soldier Spies. Chapter 1, Part 1. Marburg, Anderlan, Germany. 8 November, 1942. On the night of November 7th, Obersturmfuhrer SS SD Wilhelm Peiss, a tall, pale, blonde man of 28, who was the senior Sicherheitsdienst SS Security Service officer in Marburg, Anderlan, received the following message by teletype from Berlin. You will please take all necessary steps to ensure the security of Reichsminister Albert Speer and a personal staff of four who will make an unpublicized visit to the Fulmar Elektrisches Werk at Marburg 8 November. The Reichsminister will arrive by private train at 10:15 and depart in the same manner at approximately 15:45. The message from Berlin seemed more or less routine to Peiss, and he at first treated it as such, until early in the morning of the 8th when Gauleiter Karl-Heinz Schroeder, in a state somewhere between chagrin and panic, burst into Peiss's sleeping quarters. Peiss was not, in fact, asleep, and pointedly reminded him that not only had Speer taken the place of Dr. Fritz Todt as head of the Todt organization, in charge of all industrial production, military and civilian, which made him one of the most powerful men in Germany, but that he was a personal friend, perhaps the closest personal friend, of the Führer himself. The intensity of Schroeder's concern impelled Peiss to double his efforts on behalf of welcoming the Reichsminister, and he routed up half a dozen Mercedes, Hork, and Opel Admiral automobiles to carry Speer from the railroad station to the Fulmar electric plant, or wherever else he might wish to go. He canceled all leave for the police and the SD, and he dressed in a new uniform. By this time, Peiss was less motivated by the concerns of the Gauleiter than by more pressing and personal concerns.